Possible IELTS Band 6.
Hello, my name is Rachel. What's your full name, please?
My full name in Chinese is Kang Hong Wei.
And what can I call you?
You can call me Steve, my English name.
Okay. Can I check your ID and passport, please?
There you go.
Right, that's fine. Okay, in the first part, I'd like to ask you some general questions about yourself.
No problem.
Let's talk about your hometown. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Taipei, and I've lived there for quite a long time. The reason I like it is because Taipei is a very lively city that you can find a lot of pleasures and also work and opportunities and other entertainments as well.
And is there anything you would like to change about your hometown?
Well, for the time being, I think Taipei is very lively, as I mentioned. I think it's already changing, but therefore, I don't think there must be any special changes. But I got one point that I think needs to be changed. It's about its English environment. I think if Taipei want to be more lively and more competitive with other cities around the world, I think Taipei should need more faster improvement in its English environment, because this you can attract more foreigners to come to Taiwan and raises the reputation of Taipei.
Okay, now I'd like to talk about your family. Is that okay?
No problem.
Do you have a large or small family?
Well, I have a small family.
And when do you get together as a family?
Excuse me, what do you mean by when do we get together?
When do you get together as a family?
You mean we live together?
Okay, what do you like to do with your family?
Well, we like to eat. Actually, we like to taste the delicious food around, around Taipei. I think that Taipei have a lot of very delicate food and very special food, so taste too. It's a blend from the other countries as well.
Right. Let's move on to your free time. Do you have a lot of free time?
Yes, for the time being, I do have a lot of free time.
And how do you spend your time away from work or studies?
Well, actually, I do a lot of jogging exercise. I run like 3,000 meters every day and do some push-ups and sit-ups too. And, you know, sometimes after the work, it will help me relax, although sometimes exercise can be also exhausting too. But it makes my feelings better. It's made my feelings better.
And do you prefer to spend time alone or with friends?
Well, I prefer to spend time with friends because, you know, after a long day work, it's better to spend your time and share some of the experiences and maybe gossips with a friend.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on to part two. In part two, I will give you a topic and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you will have 1 minute to think about what you are going to say. You may make some notes if you wish. Do you understand?
Understand.
Okay, I'd like you to describe something that you would love to learn.
Okay.
All right, that's 1 minute. Can you start speaking now, please?
No problem. Well, I would love to learn English. The reason I love to learn it because, actually, I study English in my university, and I think English is pretty interesting, and I take it as my career too, and also my interest. How will I learn it? Oh, let me think. For the time being, I'm apply for a university in United Kingdom. I think there's a place maybe I can sharpen my teaching skills, and by doing so, maybe I'll speak English every day and get in touch with other people and local people and learn the real English, the daily speaking English, instead of what we learn in the book. It makes us easier to realize the background of English instead of just reading, memorizing the sentences. And I think that after I learned English, I will come back and maybe I can teach English to the other kids. I would teach them how to speak English, express themselves in English, and let them have more competitive skills in the future. Because like this morning I watched the television and it says that 63% of the parents think that English is very important. And a lot of people and parents are willing to pay more to let their children to learn English and let the country, maybe let the people who become more competitive in the future and they might find a better job here.
Okay, and do you think you will be good at it?
Well, I think I will after a year study in UK.
Okay, let's now move on to part three. You've been talking about something you would like to learn, and I'd like to ask you one or two more questions related to this.
Okay.
Let's consider first of all education. How has the education system in your country changed over the past 50 years?
Education system or education topic issues, I think, has played an important role in the recent years. You need to educate people to learn better or latest technologies or knowledge. Therefore, it's become a very important topic. Well, for the time being, I think education, the policy is still unstable. So therefore, I think as a teacher, we stand the frontier of the first person to face the children, our students. I think it's important that we should learn more and come back and to teach them the latest information about the world and let them have the global view about what the world is going instead of just looking at what your neighbor is happening.
Okay, and what changes do you think the education department should make to the education system?
Well, for the time being, I think we should limit the subjects to the what students need to learn, because I think there are too many subjects that are not that important, and we can focus more on the more important subjects and make them feel have more strength in the future instead of like learning the other unimportant things.
Okay, and now let's consider schools. Do you think that co-educational schools or single-sex schools are more effective?
Well, I would not say effective in two different kinds of school. I say that single-sex school has its advantages, and co-sex has also its advantages. I think it's hard to say whether which is effective and which is not. I think this is relevant.
And do you agree that exams are the best way to measure what a student has learnt?
Well, I say it's an important way, but I don't think it's the major way, because exam you need a criteria to level the students. Therefore, you can categorize them and level them, classify them. But therefore, you need something. I think exam is a major way. And you can also use other criteria as well, like portfolios or other work they have done before.
And who do you think you learn more from, your teachers or your parents?
Well, I think I will learn more from my teachers, because teacher's main goal or his main purpose is to teach people, to let the people know how to learn or how they should get in touch with the latest knowledge. So I think I will learn more from my teacher.
Right. And how do you think education and learning will change in the future?
Well, I think education and learning, it will change in the future, because there is not one method that will suit for the rest of life. I think it will change. It just changes. It will adapt to the. It depends on what the future will be. Education will surely change.
Right, thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.